Yeah. Stop playing with me, man. Told y'all. Brooklyn Nets is the number one team in the East. And I know 76ers. They holding on to that number one spot for dear life right now. But we already know who the real number one team is in the East. I mean, look at the schedule. Look at the players. I mean, look at everything, man. The difficulty of schedule, everything. And I know y'all saying, yo, it's obvious. Look at the squad they got. You know, they got Kyrie, they got Harden, they got KD. But nobody was saying that a month ago. Y'all was saying niggas gonna be selfish. It's only one ball. How they gonna share the ball? They don't got no defense. And I was like, relax, man. When you put players like that on the same team, they gonna automatically adjust. You adjust when you surrounded by good players like that. And they still not finished building either. So like I said, man, relax, man. Enjoy the show. And they already done took out the West, man. They beat all the West Coast big boys. They got Sacramento out of there. They got Golden State up out of there. Even Draymond proclaimed them to be the team to beat. They done got the Clippers up out of there. They even got the Lakers up out of there. They undefeated on the West. And they did a couple of them games without Iceberg on the court. So, man, I commend them, man. I'm so proud of them boys. I mean, look at the Nets. So inspirational. And even Unc Drew, he was just showing off in that Clippers game. He yamming on people. Man, I'm so excited, man. I cannot wait. Can't wait to the championship, man. I don't know how many games it's going to take, but I know they're going to take that chip, man. It's going to feel so good. Seeing that champ come home to Brooklyn. And finally, too, man. My guy KD getting his just due. He was just announced as the captain for the East, the All-Star team. So he definitely deserved that. Iceberg definitely getting his flowers now. And they got some starters too, man. They got some nice starters on that squad, man. It's Iceberg. It's Joel Embiid. It's Unc Drew. It's Bradley Beal. Oh, man. You know Giannis on that thing too, man. Yo, they got a squad. And, man, I cannot wait to that chip, man. I'm so, man, that game, them games gonna be crazy, man. You know all them games gonna come down to the wire. And, I know they gonna be on the talk shows talking about they knew it all along and they gonna have all these strategies on how to beat the Nets. Kind of reminiscent of that team they had when Kentucky had that all-star, like, what do they call them? The new Fab Five. And all these people were coming on TV talking about, this is how you beat them. None of that stuff is going to work. None of it. It's over. That chip is as good as signed, sealed, and delivered. And Nick Rothstein told you that. So, you got some extra money to wager. Trust. You better wager on the Nets bringing that chip home because it's coming home. And Brooklyn just been showing off lately, man. And of course you knew Rowdy Rebel. He been home for a little while. He got that Reroute record tearing the streets up. And congrats to him doing his thing. And we already know, man. My G Bobby Shmurda is officially home, man. Welcome home, Bobby Shmurda. And I can't officially welcome them boys home back yet. I can't send like a bottle to their table or nothing. But you know, we all outside. When we finally all outside one day, I'm gonna send a bottle or something to their table. Welcome them boys home, right? And man, I can't wait to see what they gonna bring to the universe, you know, creatively and just as people, you know. I'm excited to see, you know, how amped up they gonna be to get back to business. And I know they got a lot to talk about. They got a lot to talk about. So I know they gonna drop a lot of heat. And I'm gonna be right there to listen to it. And right there to, you know, help them promote that thing, you know. And got a feeling he gonna be like one of my favorites, like, in the future. I mean, he really ain't dropped enough to be like, to crack my top 10. But he definitely on the road to, you know, being one of my favorites. Cause just in that short span, I'm really good at, you know, spotting people before they really blossom. He one of them ones. He gonna be one of them dudes. Yeah, he definitely gonna come out with a lot of hot stuff. And I'm gonna be right there to, you know, watch his career and watch it blossom. And like I said, I'm proud of them boys, man. And really excited to see what they're gonna do. And he's kind of following the footsteps of some of my favorites, you know. I can run them down. I mean, it's only really 10 MCs that I really listen to like that. Like my core group of 10 MCs that I really listen to all the time. And in no particular order, I'm going to name them. And I mean, this first guy, he might be the best on this list now that I'm looking at it. Definitely the best on this list. Now that I look at it, definitely. Yeah, he's the best one on this list by far. The first one would be me. I listen to me religiously. I love my songs, man. I can't get enough of my heat. I got songs that y'all heard. I got songs that I wrote. I got songs that you never knew I have even had a hand in. And I got a lot of heat out there, boy. Yeah, you know? So me, another MC that I love, Biggie. Who don't love Big? You don't got Ready to Die? You got Ready to Die. I know you got Ready to Die. Love Big. Another MC. Nas. Come on, man. He just dropped that new joint, man. EPMD. We Back to Business. That's my new theme song for 2021. Nas been inspiring me my whole career, man. Fun fact. Off his Illmatic album cover, I took that font, and that font is kind of inspired my logo when I was a little kid. I used to run around with it like a little superhero. And I can't sue me because I drew that myself. I mean, he inspired me, but I didn't like trace it or anything because I can. I'm an artist too as well, so I can draw and stuff. I can spray paint and all that. So I kind of like combined the Nas logo and the Wu-Tang logo, kind of looked at those styles and kind of created my own little N, put a sun around that thing, and that's how I created my logo. So he been inspiring me my whole career ever since I was a little kid. So shouts out to Nas. He definitely one of my favorites. Another one of my favorites, Jigga Jay-Z. He always been one of my favorites too. Always had some of my favorite lines and kind of, cause he was from Brooklyn. He from Brooklyn too, so kind of inspired my rap style as well in the way I write. Like everybody always popped that I don't write stuff, but I've been doing that. I wouldn't say I don't write. But I've always been in the studio when I'm making songs. I've always had access to equipment. So whenever I make a song, I just memorize it and I just spit it. Or if I, you know, gotta spit it for somebody, I don't like write it down on a sheet of paper. I just go record it, or I think about it in my head and I write it in my head and I just rap it. So him and Big got that style too. So I've always had that style since I was a little kid too. So you'll never be able to see any rap books that I have or anything that I've written, because whenever I had to do a song or whenever I have to give a song to somebody, I just do it and then record it and just give it to them. Or I just record it, listen to my song over and over again, and then when I go in the booth to finalize it, I just do it. So shouts out to Jigga Jay-Z. Another one of my favorites, The Dog. And we talking about Snoop. Come on, man. Snoop always been one of my favorites. Kind of inspired the way that I rap too. Kind of like my laid back style. And I can get amped on a song if I want to, or I can get laid back on a song. You know? Kind of inspired the way that I write too, or the way that I rap too. And I just like the way he rap. And he's always been laid back. His subject matter, kind of the same thing that I talk about. And he repped that blue. I've been repping that blue since I was a little boy, you know, in Y Boys. So shout out to Snoop D-O-Double. Another one of my favorites, Pac. Who don't love Pac? Pac always had the realest lyrics. He did it, rapped about it. That was the song. Kind of the way I do my songs. I don't really go in a booth and I don't really try to like write stuff that I can't relate to, or try to get too political, or try to use all these big words. Or I just use my regular vocabulary. And whatever I think about or whatever I'm doing, I just rap about it. So whoever's with me at the time, or if I'm rapping about a girl or making a song about a girl, they automatically know, like, that's true. I was with him when that happened, or I seen him do that. He's definitely telling the truth. So Pac kind of inspires me, and he's always been conscious and never really tried to be preachy. But he lets you know that he wasn't dumb. He was street smart and book smart. And he was very good in the arts as well. So kind of inspired me and kind of, influenced me in that area as well too. And I'm very good with the arts. I'm very good at filmmaking, and I'm very good at writing, you know. Writing films and coming up with concepts and stuff too. So shouts out to Pac. My next MC that I love is Cassidy, the Hustler. Come on, man. Who don't like Cassidy? Man, if you don't like Cassidy, man, you must be one of his young boys, man. Because Cassidy always been putting it down. I first discovered Cassidy on the Smack DVDs. I used to see him do those freestyles on the Smack DVDs. And, man, I used to be, like, amazed by how good he could write. Then when he started doing the freestyles on the radio, started hearing him on Hot 97, I used to be like, yo, this kid is crazy. And started buying his albums. I used to knock this song AM to the PM and crack in my Jeep all the time. come up the block in a drop top Jeep, pumping hustle. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, homie. Anybody in my hood could tell you. It's to come up and down the street in my Jeep, knocking that. So he always had airplay in my Jeep. So Cassidy, definitely one of my favorites. Another one of my favorites. LL Cool J, come on, man. LL Cool J's, he used to be like one of my favorites when I was a little kid. I used to listen to Bad, Go Cut Creator Go, which got me, you know, one of my inspirations in DJing too, Cut Creator. And he used to have the song Farmer's Boulevard. And Jack the River, my radio. And thing that most intrigued me about LL was he had that voice. Like, you listen to LL voice, he used to have the craziest voice. And when I used to watch Crush Groove when I was a little kid too, he came in and busting that beat, and he was like, box. He started kicking his raps. I was like, this cat's ill. So I always loved LL since I was a little kid. Like a little, I'm talking about little, like 3-4 years old. I knew his raps. I knew how to say his raps. So LL was one of my favorites. My next favorite, The God, Rakim. Come on, man. I ain't no joke. My melody, microphone fiend. He repped Fort Greene too. Brooklyn. I used to kick those raps when I was like 5-6 years old too. I used to be like, man, Rakim was that dude, man. So he's always been one of my favorites. Juice, man, I used to listen to Know the Ledge. I used to be like, yo, Rakim, man, nobody can mess with Rakim. And then I started getting into like different rappers. But Rakim was always like one of my favorites, man. Follow the Leader, all that. He always had the illest style. And my last but not least favorite. And if anybody know anything about me, you know what this last rapper is. None other than, should I say, Weezy F Baby. Please say the baby. Wayne always been one of my favorites. I'm talking about early Wayne. I'm talking about Bling Bling Wayne. I'm talking about Cannon. I'm talking about the Dedication tapes. And one of my favorite songs of all time, Hustler Music. Come on, man. Who don't like Hustler Music? This is for the hustlers. Hustler Music. Gonna paint the city red with this one. Messing with the boy Tote Toys way before Cribman. Come on, man. Hustler Music, man. You know, he always been one of my favorites. He's so many songs, so many Wayne songs. I'm like, I can go on and on for days, but. Man. And it's like, that's when I heard Hustler Music. That's when I knew. He was one of them ones. I knew he was special. And it's always been like certain verses from rappers that let me know when they were special. And I run down a few. I mean, I knew Nas was special when I first heard him. The first time I ever heard Nas, I know exactly where I was. And I knew he was special. He was kicking like, I think it was like some freestyle. He was like a freestyle on the radio. I think I heard him on Stretch Armstrong. He freestyled for like 10 minutes straight. I was like, yo, this cat is crazy. And then right after they played his freestyle, they played this Main Source song. And when he kicked that, when I heard that Main Source verse, Live at the Barbecue, I knew that he was special. I mean, just listen to this shit. It's like, Streets disciple, my raps are trifle. I shoot slugs to you just like a rifle. Stampede the stage, I lead a microphone split. Play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit. Verbal assassin, my architect pleases. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. Nasty Nas is a rebel to America. Police murderer, I'm causing hysteria. My troops roll up with a strange sword. I was trapped in a cage and let out by the main source. Swimming in women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof nigga, I strike hard. Kidnap the president's wife without a plan. Then hanging niggas like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping in me, you'd rather step to Jehovah. Slamming them C's on cement. Cause verbally, I'm iller than an AIDS patient. I move swift and uplift your mind. Shoot the gift when I rip them rhymes. Rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg. Poetry attacks, paragraphs punch hard. My brain is insane, I'm out the lunch guard. Science, I drop it. The raps are toxic. My voice box locks and excels like a rocket. All this coming from an 18-year-old. I was like, this dude is crazy. I knew he was special when I heard that. And another verse I knew this guy was special when I heard. I mean, I always knew he was special before this. But once I heard this verse, I was like, this is like my favorite, one of my favorite verses of all time. It's like my second favorite verse of all time. And we talking about none other than Biggie. And it might surprise y'all what my favorite verse is. He got so many verses, that's crazy. We talking about Hands High. We talking about the Hypnotized verses. We talking about the Who Shot Ya verse. But the verse that made me think, yo, he is crazy. His multis, everything is crazy. Was Kicking the Door, that first verse. Listen to this shit. Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns. As I crisscross cut Woolies, Thugs, and Rapper Dons. Get into that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, Don Dada. Fuck Papa, you gotta call me Francis M.H. White and take light totes. Toke Onion was told in shootout, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady, Frankie baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me at D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone dumbing fucking something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's to show to 40 G's for... Let me rewind that. Went from 10 G's for blow to 40 G's a show to orgies with hoes I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious penis before I squeeze and bust. The beef between us, we could settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get. Who sent ya? You still pedal shit. I got more rise than Great Adventure. Biggie. Oh my God. Man, I get excited just thinking about Big, man. Man. Hear all those multis and how his words was connecting right there? And that's all from memory. Man, that's amazing. That's special. And another one I knew was special. None other than Jigga Jay-Z, man. Come on, man. In the verse, this might surprise you too. the verse that made me know that Jay-Z was special. And this is like my favorite verse of all time in hip hop as a whole. I mean, we're not counting one of my verses. Like, a lot of my verses are my favorite verses. But other than me, you know, other than me, the best alive, Jay-Z has the best verse, should I say, my favorite verse of all time. And it might surprise you. It's so many politics as usual, imaginary players, so many ones that I could just pick from. And my favorite verse of all time. And not because it's so crazy, but he was on a song with a beast. And we ain't talking about Guess Who's Bizak. I love that one. I love the joint he got on the Kells song. But the song I'm talking about, he was on a song with Beans. Now, if you on a song with Beans, you gotta show your ass. And I'm not talking about Once Again Is On. And I'm not talking about all the other legendary joints he got with Beans. I'm talking about Let's Do It Again. That's my favorite verse of all time. And I know y'all like, why is that your favorite verse? I mean, just listen to this shit, yo. And he started off, it's not like he having a conversation with you at first. The way he come in, and then it just goes into rap mode. Let me kick it. It go, by the way, how the fuck you gonna talk about them C's on our hill when we just cop them things, homie, the chromey wheels? Both arms is chunky, the sleeves on chill. Any given time, 100 G's in your grill. Don't talk to me about them C's got skills. He's alright, but he's not real. Jay-Z's that deal with seeds in the field. Never fear for Warhawk, squeeze that steel. Fuck. You got a flow, that's cool with me. You got a little dough, that's cool with me. You got a little car, little jewelry. But none of y'all motherfuckers could fool with me. You know the wrist frost bit, minus 2 degrees. About as blue as the sea, the way y'all maneuver the V. Hat cock, can't see his eyes. Who could it be with that new blue Yankee on? Who but me? Shipped 2 million, then I blew to 3. Then I skated to 4, before I went on tour. I came back in this plane. Y'all niggas ain't rapping the same. Fuck the flow. Y'all jacking our slang. I seen the same shit happen to Kane. 3 cuts in your eyebrows, trying to wild out. The game is ours, we never foul out. Y'all just better hope we gracefully bow out. Throw your hands up, niggas, bitches, busters, hustlers, everybody. Throw them hands up. Damn. Yo, that verse is the craziest verse. Flawless. And I've always gravitated toward that combination that you can see. It's that I call it that BK Uptown combination. You know, Bad Boy had it. You know, Big was the MC from Brooklyn. Puff was the Uptown hustler. He had a lot of Uptown cats like Mace, Black Rob, Depp and all of them. Same with Rockefeller. Jay-Z. It's a Brooklyn dude, Brooklyn hustler. He got with some Uptown hustlers, the best out. Damon Biggs. Real dudes that knew how to get to the bag. And even in my early groups, me and Unique Brooklyn dudes, we used to get with my guy EQ. He was from Brooklyn. I mean, he was from the Bronx, pardon me. Uptown. And it's that whole Uptown BK connection. And I was born in Buffalo, but I am a Brooklyn dude. And it's that BK Uptown connection. And I say that because everybody used to say I had that BK attitude, but I had like that Uptown flavor. You know, I had that Uptown style, that sense of fashion. I dressed like I was an Uptown kid, but I had a BK attitude. And I think it's that dynamic that kind of makes things magical. When you got that mindset, that do or die mindset in your head, like nothing's gonna stop me. But then you got that Uptown hustle, like I'm gonna get some bread by any means necessary. So when you put that all together and you stir that up, you can't help but come out successful. And even recently, like I said, man, I used to gravitate toward them Rockefeller boys, and they still making moves. And shit, it was two big announcements that was made just this week. I mean, I know they've been doing stuff all throughout the years, crazy stuff. But the most two recent announcements, congrats to Dame Dash. He just launched a streaming network that rivals Netflix and Disney Plus. And he's going to have all original content on there. Sell clothes, sell food. And it's like another Amazon, another Netflix, Disney Plus, all in one, you know, service. And but the catch is going to cater toward the demographic that he's always been championing his whole life. And that was the hustlers, you know, people in my demographic as well. So it'd be nice to have some of my projects on there in the future as well, too. You know, I wouldn't count that out. And I would definitely look forward to doing business with Dame and other platforms as well. And I'm really excited to see what that's going to do. I know it's going to be successful because everything Dame does, you know, he always takes it to another level. So I'm really excited to see what happens with that. And on another note, Jigga Jay-Z, you know, never ceases to amaze me. All the stuff he's been doing all the way up to this point. Just the whole Super Bowl thing, establishing Roc Nation as a brand, you know, just doing so many things. There's so many things I can name, but his most recent thing is he just sold a 50% stake in his champagne company. And I know I can pronounce it, it's that A to B, but you know the street, this us hustlers, we call it that Spades. He sold half of Spades to the Arnaults. And, you know, the Arnaults, they run Louis Vuitton and Hennessy and Moet. You know, they deal with Tiffany, all that. You know, they deal with a lot of luxury brands. And they just cop 50% of Jay-Z's champagne company. And that's going to, like, you know, link them to more of his audience. And it's going to, like, help Jay-Z get familiar with more of their audience. So it's kind of, you know, meshing the culture. So I'm definitely excited about that. And congrats to Jigga Jay-Z. And when you think about this stuff, man, you just like, man. Just think about you looking at this. Think about you walk past any project or, let's say, Marcy. Marcy Projects, and I've said this before, you don't look at a little kid in Marcy and say, yo, this kid is going to be breaking bread with the NFL and, you know, controlling the Super Bowl halftime show and creating a brand like Roc Nation and managing all these successful artists and, you know, coming out with numerous albums and just doing all types of stuff on this high level. And you don't just look at a kid and just be like, yo, look at that kid over there, man. What is he wearing, man? Oh, I see him. He got that hat cocked. Can't even see his eyes, man. Who could that be? He got that new blue Yankee on. Who but me?